So how did you feel the first time you read the script?
When I first read the script, it had a heavy impact. You know, it was close to the area where I'm from. It was an honest tale about the South. And knowing that Nick was going to be in the film, I kind of saw, I had a very clear picture about what it was going to be. So I thought. But, you know, and it was inspired. I felt inspired when I read the script. And when we actually shot the film and seeing the final product, it even blew my expectations. And I had high expectations for it, you know.
How did you prepare to play this character?
Well, I kind of prepared all my characters the same. And I start from the out in. So, whereas a lot of people will kind of, we'll start from the in outward. You know, I kind of start with the technical. You know, so I will learn the lines, and I'll just say the lines over and over and over again. Just repetition, repetition, repetition. And then what happens is I ultimately get the academic out of the way. I get the memorization out of the way. And then once so much repetition, when I say the lines beyond exhaustion, that starts to like enforce what it means to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts to get mean something. You know what I mean? The lines start to mean something. Then I start to ask questions and answer questions about who Willie Russell is, what to do, who he comes from. So ultimately I prepared this role really no different than I did my other roles. I know that this is a very dark guy, a very insidious, pathological guy is Willie Russell, you know. So I also wanted to go in and give it a little color, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The script is so, really is just so dark that I knew that I didn't have to do much to convey evil, you know, but I wanted to give him some other colors, like trying to figure out where I could insert the humor, or, you know, or could I give this guy any humanity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of it, you know, and I was very fortunate to have, a couple of months to prepare. And I went down a little early because my family lives in Texas, and I hung out with David and Nick, and you know, we kind of, David has a really profound way in which he inspires performances, and it's not by really delivering anything technical onto you. It's more of like a beautiful poetic way in which he talks about script and character, you know. So all these things combined, you know, but it all starts with repetition, really.
So you mentioned what it was like to work with Nick, and what was it like to work with the rest of the cast? Ty Sheridan turns in, like, a really solid performance, and, I mean, Gary was a homeless person that they, you know, took off the street for this role, and you would never know. He's an excellent actor. So what was it like to work with them?
I totally agree. Gary blew my mind, man. He really did. I learned so much from Gary, and he just had this raw, authentic way in which you would deliver a line, and it just—I mean, there was nothing. there was not even like he didn't have a phony moment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not one. He was phenomenal. I still think if you took, you know, any other actor in that age group, let's say you gave like Bruce Dern or any of these older actors, I don't think anyone could do what he did. I think it was an anomaly. I think it was one of the, I know I have my biases, but I think what Gary did was maybe one of the, you know, best, like, you know, like the I know that Rolling Stone said it was one of the best one-off performances in the history of film. Well, I agree. His performance just blows my mind, you know. And on the Ty, man, Ty's just was great. And the way he evolved from Tree of Life onto Mud and working on Joe. I mean, he's just phenomenally talented. He has a big heart, a sweet kid, and he's a leader, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He really knows how to, and at such an early age, he really knows how to, you know, to build morale on set and, you know, just, you know, just cool, just a cool kid, man. Just kind of guy you want to make movies with.
Did the news of Gary's passing kind of hit you hard? How did you feel when you found out?
It bummed me out, man. I was shooting this film in Arizona, and he had called me a couple times, and I was just—it was just one of those things where I was kind of just putting him off, and I said, I'll get around to it next week, you know, and so I feel particularly bad because I had that experience with, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, we caught up a few times, and then I just didn't call him back ultimately, you know?
Yeah.
And so that makes me feel pretty awful. And, you know, the really sad part is that he wasn't around to see how his performance has been received, you know? I mean, I don't know if he really had any even your idea, you know,
mm-hmm.
because that's the nature of the business, right?
I mean,
we all know it. So we all get together. We have this very intimate experience, and then we wrap, and then we leave each other sight for about a year, and then we come back a year later to kind of celebrate it and see how it landed and how the effect it had on people. So I think not having had that experience before. He kind of had that experience, and he felt it, and then it wrapped, and everyone went away. And then it's such a bohemian existence, you know, and it's so, we enter and exit each other's lives, you know, so abruptly. Mm-hmm. I know it could be a little hard. Excuse me real quick. You know, it's tough, you know, so. I don't know, man. The whole thing's really, really sad, but the upside is I really do think that he, in some shape, form, or fashion, is somewhere up there, and he's getting some sort of peripheral, view of what's going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And as legacy, man, right? Posterity, like, you know,
absolutely.
This movie, like any other film, will be around for forever, man. And, you know, and people, he'll always, that was his mark. And that's a pretty significant mark. I got to be honest with you. I don't know. I just to let you know how incredibly taken I am with his performance. I see that last line he did when Nick comes up to him and he just looks at him with a deep guttural voice and says, "Are you my friend?" I don't know if I'll ever be that good, man. But I know that I'll always aspire to, and I'll reference him and his performance a lot as I, you know, in the years to come, you know, because it's just miraculous. So God bless him. Really sad, really miss him, you know?
Yeah. How do you want this film to ultimately affect people? How do you want people to really look back on it?
Well, you know, I suppose it's best that it, the way it's affecting people now is something which I'm kind of liking, and that is, it seems to be a little polarizing, you know, the responses to the film seem to run the gamut of the people that think it's just this really profound, beautiful piece of work, and to people that just, they don't get it, you know, it makes them mad, they feel that these people are exploited, you know, you get very... you get very distinct point of views about the film. And I think that that's the beautiful thing, man, when you get a variance in opinions in which inspires debate. I mean, I think that that's art has won and is successful if it can do that. And I think Joe is doing that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
As far as solid character actors over the years, they all have like that certain intangible, you know, and you think of great character actors like Gene Hackman, he has those eyes, you know, and, you know, you're one of those guys, man. You have that prototypical, like, bad boy, like, face, you know, like that tough guy, like, don't mess with me, you know, kind of like demeanor. Are there any characters that you say to yourself, like, I'd love to play, like, I think I'd fit that role perfectly?
You know, that's wild, man, because I'll tell you what, I was asked that question last week, and I thought it was such a great question, and I said, you know, out of respect to that question, I don't know if I can answer that, you know, because that's a beautiful question, it's a great question, it's something like what, I never answered it, and I still don't quite know, you know, I suppose this is a sign that maybe I should get a list of, like, what do I want to play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that I, as much as I know where my bread is buttered, mm-hmm. you know, and as much as I know that, this is my niche, I would like to try to play guys that are maybe a little closer to my true nature. I feel like maybe, mm-hmm. you know, maybe playing a nice guy, you know, or an honest guy,
yeah.
or a man with a good ethic, you know. And I can do these. I love playing villains. Mm-hmm. You know, there's pathos in these guys. There's
absolutely,
there oftentimes is the opportunity to. I mean, you know, look at Willie Russell. He's a madman. He's over the top. He's soaking up the scenery. You know, chewing up the scenery. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of love that, man. I kind of love that he can go in there, and you know, you have this movie that really is kind of succeeding. By way of its very beautiful natural performances, and then you get me coming in there and disrupting the whole thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I kind of like it, you know, and I kind of like that old Willie Russell's, you know, but that's his deal, man, you know.